Thank you for holding, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? This is Joey from Local Sports. How's your day going so far?
Okay. It's any other day. Pretty hectic.
You said pretty hectic?
Pretty hectic, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully, is it slowing down at least a little bit for you?
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. I mean, it's holiday, you know, so everything is up. I'm still working.
Gotcha. Yeah. 99% of the people we talk to, they're all still working too. So I completely understand. So, I know, you were speaking with Jonathan. He does a really good job of basically explaining everything, but I just want to double check before we go into the pricing. Do you have any questions or concerns about like
explaining
our program?
Everything. He didn't explain anything. I was explaining to him what I was going on. I was more like the explainer, not the explainee. Because he really didn't have any idea what he was. I feel like I have three businesses. The one he started talking to me about, the service provider for the two other businesses. And he was asking me for what kind of distance I go. And I say, well, I'm trying to promote the granite countertops for the other business. And I really don't want, you know, one's a reseller and the other one. Okay. So that's kind of where we're at.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, a little unique, I guess, in that perspective. So normally, what happens is that we'll find your company online. We'll give you a call so we can fill a position. And basically, what we're doing today is filling that first page position that's in Williamsport, PA. So he might have called you because you have two here: JVD Contracting and then Cutting Edge Concepts.
So the
JDV Contracting is the one that you want marketing for. Or at least looking into marketing?
No, cutting edge, because they're the reseller. They're the ones that have the storefront, so that people can come to a showroom and see, and then inadvertently they end up getting JDVs. Or,
gotcha. So
kind of honey trap.
Double dipping, huh?
Kind of the old switcheroo.
Yeah, the old switcheroony.
You know? Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, so that's
the main business. Go ahead. Cutting Edge is the one that has the marketing. So I have a website, a pretty nice website for Cutting Edge.
I see that. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It does 90% of the volume cash, or 90% of the money goes through JDV. And they're the ones that have the employees. Cutting Edge is more or less just a shell company. It isn't, but it is.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the tax exempt. They're the ones with the tax exemption and all the other stuff.
Got it.
I do very little sales through Cutting Edge, and I try to do it through JDV because I incorporate the price of sales tax in the quote, because I've already paid the sales tax through JDV to Cutting Edge at a wholesale price.
Got it. Okay. I do. So when it comes to Cutting Edge Concepts, so it's not a bad idea if we were to basically put that as the forefront, like with all the marketing, like when people are doing those search terms, you want Cutting Edge Concepts popping up so that they click on that and then go through you and then eventually get down to the JDV Contracting, right?
Right. And at the end of the day, when they get their bill, they get a bill from JDV.
Got it. Okay, perfect. All right, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if that's illegal or not, but.
Well, I mean, I'm not a tax guy, so I'm not here to tell you what's legal or not. I am, however, able to at least market you, right? So as long as your business is not doing anything illegal, right, which you're not, clearly.
No.
That's obviously the more important part. So, okay. If you say he didn't explain it, I'll do a very brief one. I'm sure you understand how Google works.
Well, I was trying to explain it to him, and then when he started getting flustered and confused, they said, I'm going to give you to my guy.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. And just to give you an idea, right? So now that we're talking about cutting edge concepts, so like you guys do kitchen bathroom remodeling. It looks like I'm looking at your website. So kitchen and bath design studio.
Because Cutting Edge Concepts doesn't have a PA construction license as a contractor.
Right.
So JDV has that. So they're the licensed contractor to do the installs.
Yep.
And they sell it out to JDV, of course.
Yep, perfect. All right, so
there's one from Wix. Now there's two websites. One's from Wix, and the other one's from. Which one are you on?
I don't know. I mean, I'm familiar with Wix, but I'm on Cutting Edge Concepts, KAB.com.
duck.
Like
okay,
white and gold with black on it.
Yeah. Somebody started to do a Wix site because I think I have a domain and a domain or something. I'm not sure how my wife started doing that, but started doing one through Wix, and it was supposed to be for JDV. That was one of the instructions, but it never got finished.
Oh, I gotcha. So, okay. I like the website. So basically what you can do with us is that we'll basically manage your Google business profile that's here. And then we'll list you on the first page of Google with up to, you could choose up to 15 different keywords.
I'd like to have an organic reach. I should have one by now for 25 years, but not for cutting edge concepts. But the thing is that they've only been business for 3 years, but, I haven't really marketed anything in the last 3 years because I've been up to my eyeballs at work, so I can't really complain.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's a double-edged sword, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
yep.
I'm trying to, I don't want to get people pissed off, which it seems like on Yelp, I already pissed one person off. And I didn't even know about it. One girl that worked for me.
Oh, really?
Didn't tell me that this lady was trying to get a hold of me for a granite countertop. She gave us a bad review on Yelp. We have 1-star rating on Yelp. I just need somebody to go in there and put it in here.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't my fault.
And we understand that. So what's also included in the plan here is we basically would manage your reputation online. So like whenever somebody puts in a bad review, you know, we can have our team basically respond and try to find out like what happened and how we can resolve it, and then relay that message back down to you guys. And then we also help you getting better reviews. So like we don't lie, cheat, we don't create.
Yeah, you're on there saying, oh yeah, I did a great job.
We won't do that. That's illegal. Uh-huh. But what we will do is like, you know, as you're doing good jobs and we're seeing people that are, cause everything is all through analytics, you know, we can reach out to them and then have them, you know, do like legitimate reviews. So it does help with your ratings and stuff like that. And what that does is that kind of like buries any of the bad reviews that you got as well. So
I mean, if you don't have a couple bad reviews, you haven't done any work. You know, everybody's gonna have
problems. Yeah, it's just no change.
If I see a website or a contractor or anybody with nothing but back to back good reviews and no bad reviews, then they're obviously not doing any work. Because somebody's putting the wrong line and get pissed off somewhere.
Somebody has to, right? Mm-hmm. And then normally, whenever you want to talk online is when it's talking about something bad. So, you're going to get around to do that. So, I agree. So, we can help you with that if you run into those issues. But you can choose up to the 15 keywords with us, and then we'll rank you on the first page. You do have some organic listings here, which is good, right? Kind of slowly putting your way up. All we're doing is basically we're speeding up that process. So we're cutting a couple of years off of what it would take you to be listed on the first page within all those different keywords. Not very common. No. We're only talking about the one. We're only talking about the cutting edge concepts. If you want us to do JDV2, that would be considered a second. Okay, that's right.
No, so. Actually, I already got hammered once through this night. I was paying way too much money. I had to cut it off because they were going to really get me. I mean, it's $500 a month. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then the other one was $800. I paid $1,300 a month between the two of them. I'll never do that again. So unless you got a really good thing for me, I'm way overextended on my budget for marketing this year.
Yeah. No. And I get it. You know, obviously I can't help you get that money back from other companies that kind of did that.
No, I understand. I'm not asking you.
And I'm just saying, I just want to apologize on behalf because, you know, I'm in the same industry. I'm in marketing. So, you know, whenever somebody has a bad experience, you know, you as a business owner, you have a bad taste in your mouth and then you're a little bit more weary of choosing the next company, right? And that puts us in a predicament, right? Because, you know, we've been around for 18 years.
Same as contractors. I know you contractors.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got the same stigma.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So let me go over the pricing here. Let's just make sure that this is going to make sense for you. You know, it's the end of the year. These are all tax write-offs as well. And we definitely want to help you out with the pricing for sure, too, because we hear stories about people getting overcharged all the time for the work that they do, and it just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So ours is Jimmy, it's no contract. You can cancel it at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. Our promise to you, because we are a Google Channel partner, is that we can only work with one person per industry per area. So basically, once we work with you, we will not work with your competitors at all. That's it. Yeah, we only work with you. So, like, normally, you're right, it's around $4.99 a month in order for us to do that. Today, we're bringing it down to $2.49, though. So, $2.49 month to month. We'll get you listed on. We'll do your Google Business Profile. We'll get you ranking on the first page for up to 15 of those different keywords. So, we'll shoot you right to the top, right to the first.
Yeah, I said that just before, but I didn't really see any change, though. I mean, I guess I kind of did, but. I need a person to do this and just do this, you know, on my end to work with somebody that's going to be hosting this or doing this kind of work. Because last time what happened was my wife was supposed to be doing it. She didn't do it. And then I'm paying all this money and nothing's getting done.
Right.
And I'm not seeing any results for it because if there's not somebody on my end giving you pictures, giving you stories to put on there, giving you, you know, work, it's not going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we actually don't need that. Yeah, we actually don't need any of that stuff. Yeah, so like with us, the reason that you would hire us is to take over all of that for you, right? So you don't have to worry about having, you know, maybe your wife or friend or, you know, somebody kind of try to do something like that for you. What we do here is that you have an entire account management team that their job is to literally make sure they're doing nothing but marketing your business, listing you on the first page, and then making sure that you're staying on top of those rankings. We have analytics here, so you can literally see everything that we're doing. So I agree with you.
Well, what about the analytics on Haibu? They're supposed to be doing the same thing, aren't they? Haibu. That's my my web page people.
You said somebody
Haibu,
HIB. Okay.
Haibu is the person that does my web page.
Okay.
And weren't they supposed to be doing that?
Okay.
You know, I thought that's what they did. The web people. Isn't that what they do as well?
It depends. I mean, I've worked for other web companies before. Like I worked for GoDaddy. I don't know if you ever heard of them before. And
yeah,
typically, So like what we would do.
What about Yelp? Is Yelp the same thing?
We manage the Yelp for you. So like what's included in the program is we'll manage your Google.
So you manage all the platforms.
Yeah, Google, Facebook, Yelp, Apple, Amazon, the whole nine. So like we'll cover all those directly.
So you're one company and you manage all the platforms.
Yes, correct. Yeah, not only that, but we also do Facebook too. So we'll do like paid Facebook advertisements on there within
cool.
a 50-mile radius of your area, and that's included in the $249.
So you make posts on my page?
Yes. Yeah, so what they'll do is that they'll optimize it to make sure everything is matching exactly how Google wants it. And then what they do is that, yes, they will create basically listings for you. And then whenever somebody – and they can target people in certain areas. So they'll target a 50-mile radius within Williamsport.
So if somebody's on Facebook looking up like or going on like Pinterest or something, they start showing some interest in those type of things that the keywords say – then they'll throw an ad in their page, something like that.
Did you hit the nail on the head? Yeah.
I started buying silver and gold and bullion and rounds and coins, mm-hmm. and now all of a sudden, all I get are freaking advertisements. Every 5 minutes, pop up silver this, silver that, gold, all these different places where you can buy it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, right? If they did a search, it's basically more brand awareness for you. So it helps them at least see your business popping up. It's like a billboard, right? Whether they click on it or not, but we only show it to the people that were specifically looking for service. So if they looked up bathroom remodeling at one point or kitchen remodeling at one point.
Here's my thing. I don't want to do, and this might sound kind of contradictory. I don't want the insult. I want to sell the product. I want to sell. Now, you almost have to sell the product, you know?
Yeah,
you have to install the product because they can't. So you're just going to come to my store and buy a granite countertop. Here, we'll load it up. Here, come on. Tell Johnny to come around back and throw it in the truck. No,
yeah,
you have to install it.
They're not light.
No. So you're buying. I'm so backed up with sales with the granite. I'm not backed up, but I mean, I'm. You know, that's taking a large amount of my attention and all my resources is the granite fab. Because there's not too many of those out there. It's not like you can put an ad in the paper, hey, we need granite fabricators.
Right, exactly.
So I got maybe one or two good guys and that can keep up, and then I have a couple installers. So I'm trying to keep, and that's where I'm focusing all my my forces, you know what I mean? Because the big remodels or the big additions that I was doing, they're taking the back seat, and then I'm starting to piss people off because I have to go do an install. Well, you know, it's going to rain tomorrow, and I got to get your house buttoned up too. But this guy, I promised him I was going to. You know, and that's not, you know, that's kind of my problem, but it's still, it's just, it's hard with this job market right now to find anybody that's anyway. know, but that's where I'm kind of focusing my attention is on the granite fab and installation through Cutting Edge, or, you know, it's actually all surface, but that's not, that's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Because I don't want to market all surface. I want to market, mm-hmm. it's for tax purposes, like all surface will, mm-hmm. sell it wholesale to Cutting Edge, who then sells it to JDV. It's really a tax accounting nightmare, which I wish I'd never done that way. But
I was going to say, that's
too big for that now.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's a nightmare. I mean, they work great independently, but they're also, you know, symbiotic in nature. So if I ever get tired, whatever, I can sell that other one to, I can sell that one off and still have the other one to work. You know what I mean? Without having a non-compete issue.
Sure.
So
absolutely.
I have other ideas in place there, but. Anyway, so that's kind of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and honestly, yeah, got it. I mean, we're obviously able to help you here. You know, we're able to, mm-hmm. put Cutting Edge kind of on the map. We'll be able to obviously, mm-hmm. rank it. You already have a website. I could have thrown in a website. We could have built one for you, but you said you like it.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks bad. I think it looks good. So we'll help you market it. Yeah, no, it looks great. So we'll help you with the, mm-hmm. website too, like making sure that that's linked up there, and then social media.
I mean, we do fireplaces and staircases. You know what I mean? Any high end finish.
That's two other keywords, right? And then you got nine more to go, right? So like, you know what I mean? Like all those big jobs you want, like that's the ones we're gonna want to target and get you on. It only takes us.
All right. Well, let's do it for a month. And then I'll see how it works. A couple months. Let's just try it for 3 months, beginning of this year, and see how my markets, how my sales change.
Okay.
I had these other people. We did have pretty good sales when I was using them. I can see the difference since we stopped using them in the last 6 months.
Okay.
I can see the downtrend. I can see the trend. I had too much work. So at that point, now that I'm starting to get a better infrastructure and a better handle on the interior stuff and all the,
sure.
I'm starting to get, you know, be able to handle the workload.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
okay.
249.
All right, well, yeah, that's it, man. It's just 249. It's pretty straightforward. That's why we don't have any contracts. You know, we want you to hold our feet to the fire at any point. You can make that business decision, but we've been doing this for 18 years, man. It's not, you know, people say it's the algorithm. It's not really a guessing game anymore. Like, we know what we're doing. We'll go ahead and get you guys on the map for sure. So, just to get everything.
How much? So you put when you put me as on the first page, when somebody Googles kitchens and bathrooms or remodeling or fireplaces or this or that or the third, Cutting Edge will be first one.
That's it. Yeah, you'll be on the first page.
9 out of 10 people don't. Mm-hmm. The first page or the first name on the first page.
No, so
there's can be on the first page.
Not everybody can be on the first page. There has to be a position available on the first page if you're looking at multiple different keywords. Most companies don't rank for
page, though,
yeah. So you can be listed on the first page for specific like a keyword that you do like exactly, or maybe if it's in your name. Yeah, you can typically get yourself on the first page, but to do it for like 15 to 20 separate keywords all at the same time, that's typically not possible. I mean, you can do that. It would just have to take a while. It would just all be organic. You know what I mean?
Organic, yeah. I get it. So so you're going to do, what's the opposite of organic? Mechanical? I don't know. You know what I mean? So you're going to go in mechanically and put me in there? I don't know how to do that. I mean,
yep.
I said, I'm already, it's not going to be hard on your end to do it because I'm already on the first page.
Yeah, I mean, normally it would take us like 30 to 40, like a company brand new, never seen before, with nothing on Google at all. It takes us 30 to 45 days to get you on there. You already have a Google business profile. You were ranking for like kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, but that was about it. All the other ones you weren't ranking for. So yeah, you're right. It's not really that bad. That's why we're only doing it for the 249 flat rate, is because we're going to be able to list your company up there.
We can do it for $199, right?
If you honestly don't want to use the like Facebook advertisements, I can do it for $199, and that would be for your Google listing alone. So that would be up to you.
Well, the Facebook ads are huge. I mean, that's like one of the main things.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, so that's why, yeah, the $249 would probably
taking that out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, right? So, all right, let's get this locked in. At least we could close the listing out here, Jimmy. So your full name is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, or?
No, James.
James. All right. All right. Well, nice to meet you, James. I'll still call you Jimmy. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. And what's your last name, Jimmy?
Vanderveer. V-A-N-D-E-R-V-E-E-R.
Okay. Perfect. And what is a good email address for you?
J as in James, D as in David, Victor, contracting at AOL.com. I still have an AOL.
I was going to say, man, you still got an AOL thing works?
I've been doing this for a while. And all my stuff comes there, so.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Yahoo is my backup.
Yahoo? Okay, I still have a Yahoo account, too, so I can't say nothing about Yahoo. All right.
Hotmail for that one.
yeah. And you're 570-506-5734, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're actually pretty close to me. You ever heard of like Hazleton, Pennsylvania, or
no, anyway, where's that?
Well, okay. I live 10 minutes away from there.
Okay. Yeah, we were just out to the where did we go? We went and saw Britt Floyd in Wilkes-Barre.
In Wilkes-Barre. Okay, yeah. How was it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, was it?
Okay. It's my third time seeing him.
Oh, yeah? Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
All right, so the business address we got here, Jimmy, is 1417 East 3rd Street in Williamsport, PA, 17701. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay, and the website you want on here is the Cutting Edge Concepts. KAB.com, is that the one you want?
Yeah, with that long ass domain or URL is retarded. I don't even know how you get it. It's a shorter URL. That's kind of almost, it makes me sick to try to even type my own URL.
Yeah, we always recommend to get a smaller name, smaller the better, but it's kind of hard these days.
Well, that's the only one that was available for cutting.
Yeah,
edge
I was going to say.
It was a bunch of hairdressers and stuff, so.
Yep. Oh, yep. That would make sense. Yeah, it's so hard to find a name these days. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And do you have anybody else that you want access to this account? Somebody else that can call in and make changes on behalf of yourself, or is it just you?
Oh, my wife.
Okay. You want to put your wife down here?
Yeah.
All right. Just her first name?
Heather.
All right. And what are the services do you want us to rank you on the first page for? What are the keywords?
Keywords would be fireplace.
Installation and stuff like that, or fixing?
Yeah, well, it's creative. It's a design. I do Victorian pieces. I do modern, lineal fireplaces with stacked stone. I do all kinds of fireplaces. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
And then custom staircases, open risers and, or even doing, any kind of hardwood species. LJ Smith mm-hmm. actually recommends the manufacturer mm-hmm. parts.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Custom,
nice, okay.
Custom staircase? Custom staircase.
Okay.
I guess it would be granite, quartz, solid surface,
granite,
tile,
quartz.
Okay. Granite, quartz, and marble. Quartz, it could be all three of them in one keyword. Quartz, granite, marble. So if any three of those hit, we'll get it. Quartz, granite, quartz, and marble. And then porcelain tile or tile.
Okay. Or any kind of tile?
Tile insulation,
okay.
Tile. Backsplash. Could put backsplash in there.
Backsplash. Okay. Solution.
Yeah, custom cabinetry or cupboards. That's a weird
cupboards.
That's a it's kind of a stupid word, but
it's old school. Yeah, cupboards.
old mother's cupboard.
Yeah. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else that you could think of?
Shaker.
Shaker.
Mission style or shaker. shaker door styles, door style, cabinet door style.
Okay.
Shaker.
Okay.
Let me think. I guess kitchen remodel.
Okay, yeah, we can do
bathroom
that.
Bathroom remodel. Mm-hmm. Bathroom remodel.
All right.
Kitchen appliances. Maybe that would pop something up. I don't know if that's a really good one to put in there. It's not sell appliances, but.
Yeah, what the team will do is, like, they'll take all your keywords and then they'll pull it through the database and they'll check to see, okay, how many people
see
type these words in.
If
one of them only has two people that ever searched that, we're not gonna add it. We're gonna change it somewhere.
Right, add a word.
You know what I mean? Okay, so just give me general and then, unless if you have more, that's great.
Hood range would be one. Hood range would be like custom hood ranges. Okay. Hood range or range hood. It'd be like a custom big giant nice range hoods and island would be one.
All right.
Island or kitchen island or
kitchen island. Okay, perfect.
Tile backsplash.
I got that one already.
Okay. No, you just put backsplash or tile backsplash? Or...
I did both. Yeah, I did tile, I did porcelain, and then I did backsplash.
Composite surrounds or bathroom surrounds or tub surrounds.
Okay.
Tub surround would be a good one. Composite tile or composite surrounds or whatever.
All right, composite. Alright.
And you can even put laminate for formica or corian, or solid surface.
Solid surface countertops. Okay. Alright. And if you come up with more and then our team will obviously do that investigation, just let us know. I'm going to set up a time. Basically we do like a 30-minute interview with you and then they'll go over all these keywords and we'll make sure we have all your listings. We'll make sure we're hooked up to your Facebook account. So we can start doing advertisements on there. What's a good time that you'll be able to meet with our team? Probably tomorrow.
There's never a good time. So you're just gonna
have
to... No. Okay. I'm always running around. I wear multiple hats.
Got it.
More at Flywood, so I couldn't tell you what any given time that I would be busy. So I'm usually busy all day, and I'm just gonna have to take it and make time.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't take too long, and it's right over the phone, and we completely understand obviously you being busy. Would it be better if we tried reaching you early morning or later at night, or let me I can see what we have available.
Later, like this time.
Okay. Let's look at the calendar here. Later around this time. So what is it? 6 o'clock. Yeah, I could do tomorrow 6 p.m.
All right. Is that you? Are you gonna be doing it?
No, it's not gonna be me. So I'll be a point of contact for you. I know sometimes you sign up to these things and then the person you talk to, you don't talk to them no more. I've been doing this for 10 years. I hear that all the time. So I make myself very, very clear. You'll have my phone number and my email. You can communicate with me whenever you want. I could be a point of contact for you. Now, I'm not going to be the one doing the heavy lifting, right? We got an entire account management team. Yeah, they do. They're smart. They do all that stuff. But just so you know, you'll have my information too, okay?
And get me the right people.
And I'll get you to exactly. Yeah, I'll get you the right people or do it myself or whatever we could do. So that's fine. All right. So I got you in there for tomorrow, so we're all set there. Now, when it comes to the payment, it's only $249. I'm not going to charge you right now. I have to read you off like a voice verification, but just to make sure we have everything correct, we have the address that you'll use for your card. As you know, this is all tax write-off, so if you have like a business card, we recommend using that. If not, any debit or credit would obviously work. Is the address the same as the one we have already listed, the 1417 East 3rd Street?
I'm just going to use my Amex, but here's the thing. What are you saying? You're not going to hit it tonight, or are you going to wait to use one for instance? Use one to be able to start the process?
No, so I'm going to charge it today. It's just that once you give me the numbers, I wasn't going to just click payment. I was just going to save it here, give you a security question, and I was going to read you off like a voice verification, and now it charges $249. That's what I meant. Sorry about that. So the address, was that 1417? Was it the same you said? Because I didn't use it.
1417 East 3rd Street.
East 3rd Street, Williamsport, PA 17701, right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then whenever you're ready, just card number, expiration, and then the three digits, I guess, for the Amex.
Four. Yeah, walk out to my vehicle.
Yeah, take your time. That's fine.
Let me see.
Take
my wallet. This is my coat. Mm-hmm. See if it's in my coat pocket.
Okay.
No, it's got to go out to my car.
That's fine. I got to do something up here anyways.
Yeah. Before you put that tailpiece on, you're not going to be using that. So you're not going to be using that waistline. No, that you will, not the other one.
I'm going to send you an email here shortly for the meeting tomorrow at 6, the phone call. So I might get a notification here in a second.
Where's my wallet at? Shit. I don't know how much of a limit. I know I'm probably close to my limit on this card, so I'll just kick it. I paid off early, so I'm trying to get my limits raised on this because $7,000 or $8,000 doesn't go very far.
Yeah, no,
I just did
one with mine. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you pay it off and keep paying it off early and keep doing it, they usually pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny because, just 3 months ago, I was just doing the exact same thing, and they bumped it up another three, so I was like, okay, it works.
Yeah. Well, I was at 24, and then now I'm back down to 8 because I was over 30, so
it back. They're like, hey, you got to calm down. And just dropped it.
Yeah, I'm like, because I was waiting for money off a job, and that never came, and I hadn't paid tickets or other. So it was like almost net 60, and then I paid it, I was just waiting for that check to come in. So they put me back down to 7,000 or 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Six, zero, wait, no, that's my Discover. 3767.
Mm-hmm.
418. 144.
Mm-hmm.
8500. 4. And then the expiration date is... What the hell? That's right, card. Yeah, that's right. Expiration is 428.
All right.
And four digit is 9036.
All right, just updated that. You're going to get a security question here. You get to choose one. There's three questions. You just let me know which one you want, and then we'll get the answer. You could choose mother's maiden name. Okay, that's the first one. So go ahead with can you spell it for me?
C is in Charlie. O, F is in Frank. F is in Frank. I is in Indigo. N is in Nancy. Coffin.
Coffin, no way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be the first time I heard that as a name, Coffin. It's interesting. Is that like a nationality thing, or
I don't know. I don't know if my grandfather David Wentworth Coffin. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read you off the voice verification. This basically just outlines everything we kind of just went over already, just to make sure we're all on the same page. So at any point, if you want me to repeat something, just stop and ask, happy to do that. But just want to make sure that we have a good understanding as to what we're doing. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cutting Edge Concepts, Kitchen and Bathroom.
And please state your name and title within the business.
James Vanderveer, CEO, President, Owner.
That's okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. All right. Perfect. Good. So, to get the results as fast as possible, you know, we're going to be pretty active in your campaign. So as they increase visibility, you're probably going to get some people that are going to call you that may think that they're from us. I gave you that security question. That's basically for your protection, right? Just to make sure you're not giving any information out to somebody else. We're going to confirm you are who you are first and we are who we are. And then we'll be able to talk freely then, okay? So your initial payment, that would be, like we stated today, that would be $249. That's it. It's locked in. And then it's today the 13th, so it's going to be the 13th of every month. So next month the 13th, month after that 13th, so on and so forth. Again, you can discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support, or you can even reach me directly. That's perfectly fine. The only thing we ask is that it just has to be within 3 days of your next billing cycle, and then you can even pause it. So like some companies, they'll be with us for 4 months, they'll get a lot of work, and they'll pause it. We won't charge them. We don't delete or take anything down, and whenever you're ready for the listing to go back up, just call us again. We'll turn it back on and start it all over again. All right? So do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep. Yes.
All right, perfect. So there will be this phone I'm on. It receives text messages?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll get a text message. In that message, it'll come from us. It'll come from Local Splash, obviously. And then what you'll see there is going to be a link inside that text message for your terms and conditions. All I want you to do is just read through
that.
Just sign it at, just sign it at the bottom. So whenever you get that text, just let me know. And then once you get it, just click on it. And then if you need help walking through it, just, you know, shout me out. And while you're looking that up as well, I already invited you to the meeting for tomorrow, that phone call. So it's tomorrow, 6 o'clock your time. So you'll get that in your emails as well. So. Yeah, read through it and then let me know. When you click on it, does it let you type it? Like your name?
Yeah,
that's why I stay on the phone, because sometimes it gets a little finicky, so.
I'm already getting freaking shit. Or, hello, are your local businesses interested in getting in one of these? So, chat has just popped up. So, chat has from the bureau popped up. Gabriel. So, it's not legit. I agree.
If it's not, then I'll just let the team
click
know.
Okay. Then I'm agreeing to that one and confirm signature.
Yeah, it oh, once you know you did it right, did it take you to a login screen with like a username and password?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stop right there. There's nothing further needed. Once you get to that part, then you're good.
Right, I'm done then.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, you're good there. You can stop. All right, so we're all done. We're all set, ready to go. I got all your listings in there. Like I said, I'm gonna send you a text message. You got your money, yep, that's already locked in. That went green on our side, so rest assured. we got you taken care of. So I'm going to send you a text message here, Jimmy, with my information, and I have a phone number with my extension on there. You can save that phone number too as local slash, because that's what we'll be calling from.
JDB
and then
account.
What was that?
That was a JDB account you sent that to.
JDB
contract and mail. Email for JDB. AOL account you sent that to.
Yeah, the AOL. Do you want to use a different one?
No, that's fine. I mean, I have Outlook and it goes to the cutting edge. In fact, I have about 20 different emails and I'm tired of using all the 20 different emails because I have to go about 30 emails every day and I'm tired. I just want everything going to AOL because it's the one I check all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, if you want me to, I can do it right now for future reference. If you want me to change the email, I could do that for you.
No, just leave it where it's at. That's the one I check every day.
Okay, perfect. We'll leave it like that. Okay. All right. So we're good there. All right. What are you doing for the rest of the day? Anything? You got some work to do still or are you headed home?
Yeah, I'm finishing up right here. My guys are sitting here waiting for me to get off the phone for the last 20
minutes. Oh, got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work then. Don't work too hard. I'll send you a text message. So be on the lookout for that. And then, just shoot me an email, call me, whatever the case may be. If you have any other questions or concerns, I'm happy to take care of you then. Okay. Welcome to the team.
All right. Thanks.
See you, Jim.